So today's talk is called Decisions, Decisions. And we actually had that in the announcements last week because we have some decisions we have to make. But we all have decisions we have to make. So sometimes I'll pick up my son. I'll say, do you want to go to lunch? He'll say yes. So I'll drive over and I'll pick him up. He'll get in the car. And I'll say, where do you want to go? He goes, I don't know. And I'll start driving. He goes, Mom, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to go to lunch with you. But we haven't decided where we're going to go. So where are you driving to? And it's like, good point. I guess we got to make the decision first because I could be heading in the opposite direction and then we make a decision and then we're further away than we could have been. And I think we do that a lot in our lives. We make a lot of small choices all the time without saying, where do I really want to go in my life? What do I really want it to look like? What do I want to feel while I'm here, and what do I want to experience while I'm here? So that's two of the last questions is that I put at the very bottom of your program there is, who are you? So who am I? I mean, what really is a good natural fit for who I am, and what do I want to experience while I'm here? And then from there, I make choices. Little choices constantly. We don't realize we live in choices from the time we open our eyes in the morning. Should I get up right now or should I stay in bed? Should I have a cup of coffee? Where should I have it at? Or should I have tea? Maybe I should throw on some sweatpants and go for a walk. Maybe I should stay in bed. So we just ask ourselves all these different questions. It's just like bombard. What should I do with my hair today? What should I wear today? Why am I wearing what I'm wearing today? And so we go through all of these different things. And unless we know who we are and where we want to go, those little things can make a big difference in our life. So if somebody said something as simple as, I want to lose weight. I've decided I'm going to lose weight, and here's how much weight I'm going to lose. And then if later in the day they call somebody and say, let's go to lunch someplace. And they say, yes, let's go get barbecue ribs. You know, the one where you get the macaroni and cheese and all that stuff. It's like a little voice says, I think I just decided something, but they really want to go there. They're really excited. They've been wanting ribs for a really long time. This would make them happy. So I'll start my diet right after I do that. But then you hear about this wonderful cruise that you could go on, and you become a captive on the wonderful cruise where it's all-you-can-eat buffets all day long. And you wonder, why am I putting on weight instead of taking it off? But that's just such a simple example of who am I and what would I like to experience here. If every day you're getting up and hating yourself because of the excess weight, then really what you're doing is making choices to feel bad about yourself over and over and over again. And it's the little tiny choices that actually decide whether you're going to make it there or not. You can make it there, but you can do it the easy way or the hard way. Or you may not make it there at all. Or you may never decide where it is you want to go. And that's why in life, a lot of times we'll feel like, I feel like I'm not going anywhere. It's like, well, have you decided where you want to go? That's step number one. But that's actually an easier step to take than all the follow-up steps. So I want to live an authentic life. That sounds so great, doesn't it? Everything I do, I want to do in integrity. I want to be true to myself. I want to find out who the God within me that wants to express here, who that is, what my natural talents and abilities are. That's what I want. But it's all the follow-up to that. It's like, well, I don't really have to report that on my taxes. Nobody would ever know. And right away in that little decision, you've chipped away a part of who you are. Does that make sense? Because Once we really understand that there is a God within us and that there are spiritual laws and principles, we realize we can't run a game on it. We can run a game on everybody else, but we can't run a game on ourselves. So the decisions we make are some large ones with a lot of choices behind it that get us there. Somebody says, I would love to have a fulfilling, wonderful, loving relationship. And they decide to go out with somebody that is, red flags are like everywhere, flying around. There's no way it's going to work. But they think, maybe I can change the person, right? Because that's always successful. That always works. And so what I will do is I will get out of my rowboat of going to my destination. I'll get in their rowboat and work on their life for them. And that's what I'll do. And my rowboat will just drift, bump up against the shore, go over here, go down the waterfall, go wherever. And eventually I'll go, I got to get out of this boat. It's sinking, but I don't know where my life is anymore. Because I didn't stay and navigate my life. It was interesting. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I turned on KDHX, and there was a song called Spoiler Alert. Okay, and I thought, how true that is, right? You know, a spoiler alert is like you're reading a book, and somebody's already read it, and they know what it is, okay? Or and they're in a group of people who already read it, and they'll say, spoiler alert, meaning do this or leave the room because we're going to tell you how this ends, okay? But the truth of the matter in our life, we have a lot of spoiler alerts. Like, this is not going to be pretty. This is not going to end well. This is going to leave a bruise. So in one of the things, a spoiler alert, it's by the Hen House Prowlers because there's other songs called Spoiler Alert. But if you want to hear it, most incredible musicians. Banjo picking like you've never heard before, and guitars, and oh, it's just incredible. So I suggest you look up Spoiler Alert by Hen House Prowlers. Spoiler alert, this one's going to hurt. By the time she's done, you will have lost your shirt. There's other words in there that rhyme with grass, too. Okay, you know. But this is written by his friend who's watching this scenario, watching him get involved with this woman, and he's like, I already know how this is going to end. You're making a bad choice for yourself. You made your decision to be in a wonderful, loving relationship. This is not going to take you there. This is actually going to just tie you up over here. And then you're not going to be available when that wonderful person comes along. And that's true of a lot of stuff. We step out of our original intention, our original decision, our original, I call it, focal point. Here's my focal point. And everything else around me, all my other choices and the people in it will support me in enhancing that focal point. Does that make sense? So if when you're around certain people, it brings you down, and what you said is, I want a happy, loving, fulfilling life. But being around certain people, and maybe you have very toxic people that are constantly putting you down, isn't going to take you to your happy, loving, fulfilling life. It's just not going to do it. Probably it's going to take you in the opposite direction, where you start self-medicating with food, drinking, whatever. You numb out in front of the television. You do a lot of different things. It will actually cause much more harm than the 15 minutes or a half hour or 2 hours that you spent with the person. It doesn't end in that time frame. And that's why that opening quote says, we can spend our energy in a positive way or a negative way. Why on earth would we ever choose a negative way? Why would we consciously choose that? And she was pointing out that most of our thoughts, most of our choices are actually unconscious. And so one of the things we want to do here is move into present moment awareness and consciousness. And we also want to become aware of everything that we've created up to this point doesn't have to move forward. It can be a totally new moment where you make a decision and you also decide that you're going to stick with it. But how we do that is we say, here's my decision, here's my focal point, here's where I want to go. Why do I want to do that? And if we can't answer the why, then we really can't go any further. And here's why. And it really helps to actually do your choice. Say, here's where I want to go. And you have many different choices. You have different areas of your life. Here's where I want to go. Here's why I want to go there. I choose. I decide to go there. And then every other choice that comes up, you say to yourself, is this a choice? And you'll be surprised. It's actually a choice. Sometimes it doesn't feel like a choice. Is this a choice? Yes, it's actually a choice. And here's why I'm going to choose what it is I'm choosing. To know why you're doing it. So I'm not going to go on the cruise, not because I don't love beautiful weather, tropical, whatever it is you love about a cruise. It's not that. It's just that I know I'm going to be setting myself up for failure. And I want to set myself up for success. I want to set myself up for success. I have everything within me. I have the pure creative power of God within me to create through myself my good. It's already there. I just have to show up for it. I just have to choose it for myself. I just have to choose. We have this thing we call free will. It means choice. It's the law. Once you choose something, it becomes your own personal law. So without realizing, a lot of times, one of the things we have going on is some old programming. We choose something, like let's go back to the person who wants to lose weight. And an old program comes up that says, this is just what happens when you get old. You might as well give up. No matter what you do, your body will not do that anymore. There's no reason. Just get comfortable, let it go. It runs in my family. All Americans, 75% of them are overweight. That must mean something. Oh, it's our diets. It's what they put in our foods. It's all these different things. We come up with all the programs. These are programs. This is what we learned in the morning news that we were watching, that show we were watching. They did a study on this. They have statistics. You can't override statistics till they override it and tell you, oh, we were wrong about that. Coffee's good for you, it's not good for you. It's good for you, it's not for you. Well, butter's bad, butter's good. I don't know. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to think so I can make a choice in my life. You tell me what to think so I can make choices in my life. When I actually have the greatest guide and advisor within me. I actually have this thing that's called intuition, which is within me for my own survival. I actually have a teacher within me that any question I ask, I will get an answer. Not from out there, but from within here. I can't move in any direction until I decide what direction I want to go in. Until I embrace the fact that I have free will to go where I want to go in my life. How I want it to experience this life. What I want to feel here. And remember, what we want to feel here is what our soul, which is what we really are, our authentic self, wants to feel here. Believe it or not, it doesn't want to feel tied down. It wants to feel free. It wants to feel light. It wants to understand that it can move from here to there. So if we have somebody who says, I don't like being in debt, I don't want to be in debt, that's still talking about debt. I want to live comfortably. I want to have financial freedom. And then every choice that comes after that takes us in that direction. So when we get the coupon in the mail for $10 off to go to the store, it's like, oh my gosh, what a deal. Why did they just give me a $10 off coupon? They're so nice. Those people love me. That's why they gave me the coupon. Or did they give us the coupon to get into the store because they know you're not going to stop at that free $10? And they even require you have to buy $25 or $50 to get the $10. And you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and it's Black Friday, and it's this, and it's that. And for some reason, you're never matching your goal. I remember going over to a relative's house, and she said she lived in a little apartment. It was only $400 a month. She made enough money. Everything was great. I came in one day. She said, I've got to file bankruptcy. I said, why? I'm $65,000 in debt, and I don't have any way of paying it off. And I looked around. I thought, there's her mother's couch. There's the bedroom set I gave her. There's the dining room set she got from somewhere else. And here's the thing she bought on sale. I said, where is it? She said, I have no idea. I don't know. I like to watch Home Shopping Network. But it was the little choices. Okay, they're selling me on this. It looks like the best thing in the world, but I have to make a choice here. What's my destination? What is my destination? And it's amazing that you could possibly just slowly knock away and chip away at yourself. And did she feel good about herself? Not at all. She felt terrible. So it's about using our energy and our ability to choose, to understand what a power it is. And not only that, what a gift it is. And that we can choose even our attitude towards everything. Our attitude towards our world. We can actually say, I see things on the news, and I know that that's going on, but I also know there's one more thing going on. There's a huge majority of people that are good, that are loving, that are changing this world for the better. I have to recognize the good if I want good in my life. But if I want to bring myself down and I want to feel bad and that's my goal, then yes, I could fill up on that. I could have a negative attitude. Or I could actually be the good in the world. Things like that. Little choices. How am I the good in the world? How? Well, I could choose to maybe give some food or money to the food pantries. I could do simple little things like smile when I check out at the grocery store. I could tell my friends how much I care about them. I could support them in their choices and their decisions. I could become part of their team that helps them get where they want to go. I can encourage people to be authentic and honest about who they are. I can accept others for who they are, even if I don't agree with them. I was out with a friend the other day, and she was saying how, you people at Harmony Fellowship, you don't believe in God, you're all going to hell. She said, I don't believe in hell. He goes, you are really going to hell now. And she laughed. She said, that's okay. All my friends are going to be there. And they are such close friends. I love it. I love that they can love and respect each other and laugh about it, even though they don't agree. Now, some people, They're not going to agree with you, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be a spoiler alert. This is not going to turn out nice, okay? So anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about today, is to really think about our decisions. We have a big decision about what are we going to do here. You know, we have the opportunity to, like, scrape funds together and try to do something about purchasing this and living and staying in this wonderful space that we love, that we use on Sundays, and we can carry it every day of the week for 24/7. But I want to say right now that if any of you here have $50,000 or $100,000, that we are open to that option. I'll wait till it clears, okay? But yeah, if there's somebody who wants to do that who says, I think somebody's writing a check right now, but if somebody wants to do that, we're going to say, okay, we're open to that. We're going to remain open. We're here till the end of June. We know that we can go back, ironically, to the focal point, which is where we came from. And we can stay focused on what we're about, which is direct connection. We can stay focused and make choices about what we're going to do with our time and our energy. Or I could go back to being a special event planner, renting out a building so we have money. Do I get to choose? I vote no. I left that. That is not something I'm choosing for my life. Okay? But we will remain open and know that this will unfold in the perfect way for all of us. We choose to remain centered and focused on what we're about, which is about our direct connection and the freedom to explore all the avenues to that. Thank you very much.